Hello, families of Parkside Community School. Mr. Kelly here, head teacher, giving you a verbal audio update on my latest head teacher letter from the 21st of October. So as we reach the end of the first half term, I just wanted to take the moment to reflect on what's been a truly fantastic start to the academic year here. And whether your child is one of our newer students in year seven or a more experienced year 11, the atmosphere across the school has been one of enthusiasm, positivity and absolute purpose. The year sevens in particular have settled in so beautifully from their primary schools, and they're really embracing secondary school life with confidence and curiosity. And their energy and eagerness to learn have really impressed all our staff across departments, and they're making an absolute wonderful contribution to our school community. And our older students as well have started the year with maturity and determination in year 8, year 9, year 10 and year 11. But the year 11s in particular are really showing a great sense of focus and responsibility as they begin that final year with us. And their attitude towards their learning and preparation for the future has been absolutely commendable. And we're really proud of the example they're setting for our school. As always, we celebrate attendance and we continue to put great importance on this, because we know that if children come to our school every day, it makes a real difference, not just their learning, their progress, but also their well-being. And what we're doing this week to celebrate those students who have shown a real commitment and have 100% attendance this week, they'll receive a pick-a-mix treat on Thursday. We're really proud of their dedication and look forward to recognising more students as the term continues. On Thursday, we also have our award assemblies for all year groups, and they'll be held in the hall. And students continue to collect praise points every lesson, with additional 5 praise points for those who receive the best in lesson. And we're spending the time during those assemblies just to recognise the great achievements of our students. And what's really standing out, impressively, some students are already close to achieving their bronze award. And that's a fantastic accomplishment so early in the year. Some of you may have seen that last weekend there was an art exhibition and a photography exhibition. It was a Chesterfield Schools exhibition, and the event showcased stunning artwork and photography from Parkside students alongside pieces from other schools across the town. It's wonderful that our young people are represented, and it was a real celebration of their creativity, and we're incredibly proud of the young people that took part in that. And I know that some families did attend that as well. So a huge thank you to the students and the families who attended that exhibition in Chesterfield, but also a huge thank you to Mr. Cook and Mr. Nichols and Mr. Harris for their support and their encouragement in making that happen. I also, on a slight aside, want to share with you and remind you and students of this month's photography competition, and it's open to all students. Every month we have a photography competition, and the theme this month is texture. So entries, please submit those to Mr. Nichols, and the winner will receive a professionally printed version of their photo on A3 along with a voucher prize. So we can't wait to see the creativity and imagination our students bring to this challenge. Student leadership update. As you all know, we have a Parkside Parliament, and it's year sevens who we need. We need you, year sevens. I'm really excited to announce that applications are now open for year seven students to join Parkside Parliament. And as I've mentioned, it is our student voice leadership team, and it's a fantastic opportunity for your child to get involved with student leadership at Parkside and really help shape the school life, represent peers and develop leadership skills. So if you're interested as a year seven in joining Parkside Parliament, applications can be submitted via Satchel 1. Now, if your child is in year 8, year 9, year 10, year 11, and they would like to get involved, please ask them to speak directly to Mrs. Welsh to find out more information on that. A reminder that we have our community cupboard every Tuesday at 2:30. Everyone is absolutely welcome. That's 2:30 on a Tuesday in the library. And this initiative is led by Mrs. Bove, our assistant head teacher, and it offers families access to free perishable items, warm drink, and just a welcoming space to connect with other parents and carers, and also the leadership of our school. Whether you're popping in for a quick chat or simply collecting a few essentials, it's a really relaxed and supportive environment where parents and carers can feel part of our wider Parkside community. So we encourage everyone to come along. No need to book, just drop in. As always, we ask that you stay connected in terms of our social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram and X, formerly Twitter, just by searching Parkside Community School, Chesterfield. It's a really great way to stay informed and celebrate our school community together. To finish then, some dates for the diary. The 24th, Friday the 24th, is an inset day, so the school is closed for students. So Thursday is the last day for students at Parkside this week, and that's a full day in full uniform. Then it is at October half term, and the students will return on Monday, the 3rd of November at 8:25 normal time. On the first week back, on the 7th of November, on the Friday, there is an inset day, so therefore the school is closed to students. And just another reminder, on the 27th of November, there are whole school flu immunisations. There are links to this within the actual letter that will be sent out alongside this audio version. The link will close on the 13th of November. So if you'd like your child to have a whole school flu immunisation, please access the letter and click on the link. So thank you to parents and carers for your continued support. Together, we are absolutely helping our students thrive, your children thrive, and just grow into confident, capable young people. I wish all our families a really fantastic and safe October half term when it arrives, and we look forward to welcoming everybody back refreshed and ready for the exciting term ahead on Monday, the 3rd of November. Take care.